Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining this H1 2021 interim results of May.com. I am Philippe Chenieux, the CEO of May.com, and I'm joined today by Adrian Evans, our CFO. Before we start the presentation, here a short video of the exciting highlights of the result that we achieved during the first half of the year. I am extremely pleased to report a very strong performance in H1. We are delivering everything we said we would at the time of the IPO, expanding our range, enhancing our customer experience, and investing to drive further growth. Our gross sales growth in H1 is 54% year-on-year at £214 million. This growth is consistent in the UK and mainland Europe, and consistent across our furniture lines and homewares. To put this number into context, we have almost doubled the H1 gross sales in the last 2 years, where we realized £112 million in 2018 versus £214 million this year. Our revenue growth exceeded our sales growth in H1, up 61% year-on-year. This is linked to the high deferred income we were carrying at the end of 2020. EBITDA was positive for H1 at £1.1 million, and it's £12 million better than H1 last year. We still have a high level of deferred income at the end of June related to the supply chain disruption out of control and an industry-wide issue. Revenue and EBITDA could have been better if the stock had been delivered sooner. We are also very pleased to report a 34% increase in active customers. We have seen a strong consumer demand with a great growth of our traffic on our sites. We have not seen a meaningful change in our capacity to drive traffic with an efficient spend, meaning our cost of acquisition has been stable during the period. Before Adrian gives you some details on our H1 financial performance, I would like to share some of our core strengths of May.com and why I am excited to be leading this business. So May.com is the leading digitally native lifestyle brand in the home sector. We have built over the last 10 years a unique platform connecting independent designers, makers, and design lovers. Our mission is to make high-end design accessible to everyone, and we are building a brand that is now recognized by the digitally native audience as a barometer of what a well-designed lifestyle looks like today. We, of course, operate in a very large sector that is now transitioning online. We have seen this transition happening over the last years and has been driven by underlying customer trends. There's no doubt this transition has accelerated with the pandemic, with many first-time consumers creating a huge expansion of the online segment going forward. Made is also a story of consistent growth, a growth based upon number one, or range expansion, from we've been a sofa proposition initially, and now we are a comprehensive home offering. And number two, our international expansion, as we started in the UK and now operating into 8 countries in Europe. Made.com has also a unique and disruptive model. We don't have a typical e-commerce playbook. We are vertically integrated. It means we design, we develop, we manage sourcing and the manufacturing, and we operate a data-led supply chain model. It gives us control over product offering and its differentiation, control on the margins whilst delivering great value to our customers. We put design at the core. We have built a fantastic reputation amongst independent designers and an unmatched network of talented creative people bringing to us their new and daring ideas. Data is essential for us in the way we identify successful new collections with our test and learn process, the way we run our supply chain, modeling demand, production, and transport, and also data is used intensively in our traffic acquisition automation. And finally, as we control our supply chain, sustainability is now embedded into everything we do, how we design, how we source, how we produce, and how we will manage the end of life of our products. Now, Adrien will cover the financial.
Thanks, Philippe. H1 is a story of rapid and consistent growth for Made. Our gross sales have increased 54% year on year to £214 million. Growth has been consistent across all geographies and product categories. Germany has been the standout market in H1, but our core UK market has also achieved very robust growth, with all our regions now delivering positive adjusted EBITDA contribution in the period. Our customer metrics are very attractive and have shown real positive momentum during the first half. Last 12-month active customer numbers increased 34% year on year to more than 1.2 million. Our repeat order mix has improved again and is now 41% of our total orders. Customers love what we do and keep coming back to buy from us. Our AOV increased 12% year on year during the period. This is especially pleasing as it reflects work we've been doing on our higher end product ranges and in part reflects a very low level of discounting. This has translated into a materially improved P&L with significant cost leverage across all cost lines under our control. While gross margin has been adversely affected by industry-wide higher freight costs and FX headwinds, this has been more than offset by cost leverage on fulfillment, marketing, and central overheads. These trends will continue into the second half with further freight cost pressures, but offsets coming from operating cost leverage. The results of this has been the material improvement in our EBITDA, taking us to 1.1 million for the first half. Industry-wide supply chains have, of course, impacted our ability to intake products as fast as usual. As we recognize revenue when product is delivered to customers, if we had bought in product at the usual pace, we would have recognized greater revenue and therefore a higher level of EBITDA. Combined with tight CapEx, a negative working capital model, and our successful IPO earlier in the year, our balance sheet is really strong. This unlocks a core part of our strategy to improve our customer service proposition by investing to drive better lead times for customers. Despite the near-term disruptions to global supply chains, we expect to make really positive progress over the coming 18 months. We are very well set up to execute our strategy and take advantage of disruption in the market due to the industry-wide supply chain issues. Now I'll hand back to Philippe.
Thanks, Adrien. In conclusion, we are very pleased with the progress in H1, which is in line with our long-term trajectory goals. We are also very pleased to see a sustained high level of consumer demand in our category, and we have gained significant market share. It shows the strength of our proposition in all geographies, and it also demonstrates that the shift to online is now established and will be permanent. The implementation of a strategic plan we presented at IPO will continue to strengthen our model, bringing our products closer to shore to reduce lead time means also reducing the risk profile we historically embedded into our stock model while enhancing the overall customer experience and increasing conversion rate. We recognize that the supply chain is going to a choppy place and we see disruption into manufacturing, shipping, port congestion, and consequently inflation. We think this is temporary, but it will take time to normalize as we expect this situation to continue in the first half of next year. Made is very well positioned to manage this level of volatility. We are an agile, fast-paced business, and we can react to changes very quickly. We have great relationship with our key partners, and we have a good level of supplier diversification. It is precisely this strategic plan combined with our unique business model that positions May.com for long-term growth. We maintain our confidence that we will deliver the 2025 long-term goal with a 1.2 billion gross sales and EBITDA margin in the low teens. Thank you.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.